around here. We had a small homestead, but we're selling our homestead and we're van dwellers.
So we live in our,
live in our van.
Okay.
And we just travel around and preach the gospel. We don't take people's money. We support ourselves. And we travel all over. We do festivals. We do fairs. We stand outside religious places with gospel signs. And what we're reminding people of is that this culture is lost. America's lost. There's no hope for America.
Yeah.
But the hope is for you and your family if you'll turn and repent. But you're not going to save this culture. It's already Satan's. And so I preach a lot about, here, I want to give you this other gospel. We have two different gospel cards. I preach a lot about the two kingdoms. So there's a kingdom of God in Christ, and then there's a kingdom of Satan. We have the kingdom of God that we must repent to enter into. The kingdom of Satan, which is this culture, politics, entertainment, we're all born in it.
Yeah.
So you have to rebel against that. And it includes churchianity. These Sunday church systems, we don't belong to any religious group. These are not made of God. They're made of man. They're man-pleasing, money-raising. And so the biblical gospel is on the card, and if people will place their faith in Jesus Christ shed blood and lose their life to follow him, he'll conform you to his image. You'll no longer fit into the world. You know why? We're not citizens here.
Yeah.
So if you fit into the world and you claim Jesus, you've got a false Jesus, I tell people. You have to fit into what God has called us to, which is holiness, which is set apart. That's your wife, right?
It is.
You're set apart for her, I hope?
I am.
Is she set apart for you?
She is.
Would you be mad if she went with another dude?
Oh, for sure.
Well, if you're God's, he says you're set apart for me. He doesn't want you of the world. He doesn't want you of false religion. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. So be as zealous for God if you have a faith in him as you are of your wife and your family. And you can bless men. You can believe in the truth, and I'm here to help you. You can check out my website. You can call me. You can email me. What's your first name, sir?
David.
David?
Yep.
Nice biblical name. I'm James.
James?
This is my wife, Debbie.
Hi.
What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Kirsten.
Nice to meet you. Hello there. How are you?
Good.
Those go good in the wind, don't they?
Yeah.
Remember, the kingdom of God is like for little children to come to, and that's how we have to come as adults. We have to come with the expectation, the excitement of little children, and then the Father fills us up with the truth and the wisdom and the knowledge, but you have to be willing to surrender.
Right.
You gave up everything when you married her. She gave up everything when you married you.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we must do when we come to God. Have you noticed Americans think, I can have God, I can have this, I can have that. This is false God. False truth,
yeah.
False churchianity. So we travel, and we're full-time van dwellers. We go all over the country and we just preach all over. And live. See, I can reach people on the internet, but if you weren't on the internet seeking, I never would have found you. Now I show up here, now I found you.
Yeah.
You may be a sheep of God. Out of these 10,000 people here, you may be the only one that I came for. The one sheep, or you and your family. See how that works? So, we're here to encourage you if you ever have any questions. We Bible study with people long distance and answer questions for you. If you would like encouragement, when you come back to the area, we'll come and see you. We'll meet you in the park. We'll just encourage you and love on you and teach you how to follow after Christ. We don't want your money. What we're after is your soul in eternity with the Father.
Thank you.
Any questions?
No, I mean, I like what you're doing, so I've been a
part. You like what we're doing?
I do. I've been a part of different outreaches in the area here. I mean, this is a great opportunity to reach out.
Okay, so you notice, can I just say something?
Yes.
You notice there's some Christian bikers right over here.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the perfect example of how man corrupts the gospel. You can't be a biker and walk around with tattoos and walk around in leather and walk around in a shiny Harley and then just stick Jesus on top of it. You think Jesus would have rode around in a ruined chariot? All covered in cool things? No. See, this
I don't
is,
think it was about the cool things.
What's
I
that?
I don't think it was about the cool
He was not
things.
About the cultural things. Yeah, he was about the kingdom of God. So those men, here you go, you come up to me. I don't know anything about you. You come up to me and talk about God. Those guys got Christ on their leather jackets and walk around. Not one of them came up and talked to me. They looked at me and they just sneered at me. Why? Because I'm here calling them out. Because
yeah.
They're probably they're going to tell you, yeah, man, you can get a bike and you and your wife can get covered with tattoos and just believe in Jesus and you're good to go. That's not what the scripture says. The scripture says you got to obey God.
But it's not by works that we're saved.
We're not saved by works. Nope, we're not saved by works, but works are the fruit. Read James 2. Works are the fruit. You know God. If you tell me you love your wife, right? You're faithful to her? Is that not the works and the fruit of you loving her?
Sure.
What if you cheat on her? Can you really say you love her? faith and works go together. So if we love God, Jesus says in Hebrews 5:9, it says Christ made the way for those who obey him. So the fruit, you can't work your way to heaven. You need Christ's perfect righteousness, so do I. But the fruit that you have it, you love your family, you take care of it, that's a fruit. You're a man of loving his family. If you love God, the fruit is you know the word, you keep the word, you walk in holiness, you come out of the culture.
And the fruit of the Spirit. And love for God and love for people.
In 1 John 5:3, it says, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. So if you're not keeping the commandments of God and coming out of the culture, you're not loving God. So check it out. Let me know if I can ever help you, all right?
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for talking. We love you. Happy praise.